That's the big job. To get out of his way. Jesus' light is in our souls, and it wants to shine out. He wants to shine out. And so we have to get out of his way. You know, when I go up to camp, and if I start thinking about my sermons and different things, I realize I'm going to get in God's way that way. So I say, Lord, yes, help me to prepare well, but Lord, get me out of your way. And just let the Holy Spirit come forth. And so pray for me to that end, that the Lord will get me out of his way. Praise God. I have people sometimes, they're always in your way. And you're always trying to get around them, bumping into them. Sometimes we're that way with the Lord. And so we ought to pray, Lord, help me just get out of your way. And then we know that the light of God will shine. And we know that the Spirit of God will move. Praise God. And those are things you can't explain necessarily. You have to just deal with God and yield yourself to his leadings and be more occupied with Jesus than yourself. Brother Gordon used to tell us, when you stand behind the pulpit, you are to be more in touch with Jesus than the congregation. So we try to do that. Praise God. It helps when you're sitting in the congregation too, to be more in touch with Jesus than those around you. That doesn't mean that you don't think that anyone's sitting next to you. You're aware of that. And when they come in, you help them find the page and consider it to one another. But really, you're here to meet him first and most of all. And you give him your full attention. And you know, when we do that, it just blesses our relationships with one another. Giving Jesus first place enriches every part of our lives and every relationship. Sometimes husbands have been jealous of their wives because their wives seem to love the Lord so much. Do you love the Lord more than me? Sometimes wives have wondered about that too with their husbands. But you find that if you love Jesus first, you'll love your husband better. And you'll love your wife better. And your children. And so, as I say, just being occupied with Jesus and letting him shine through your life will bless you and bless others. And will make life so sweet. Praise God. And so we want to do that today. By the grace of God, just keep looking to him. Keep turning our attention to him. Remember one time I was living at camp, and I don't know, at the end of the day I felt kind of out of sorts, and I wondered what went wrong that day. And I didn't know much about the Lord speaking to me, but I just had an impression. Your problem was you were thinking about yourself too much. My opinion, how I felt about this and what I thought about that. You know, we can be really strongly opinionated. And when you're that way, you're just thinking about yourself all the time and how the world revolves around you and so on. And you know, that never is very good. And I remember just that thought came to me. You were thinking about yourself too much and your opinion about this one and that one and how this should have been done and that should have been done. And I began to pray that the Lord would begin to release me from my strong opinions and enable me to just pay attention more to him. And we've had that expression that's been a blessing to us, pay loving attention to Jesus. You know, when you love somebody, it's not hard to think about them. You can't help it. And that's how God wants it to be with us. We think about him because we love him and because he's the best one to think of. And so, again, let's do that today by God's grace. You'll find the Holy Spirit will help you. Somewhere along the way, he'll tug on your heart, and you'll be aware that Jesus is calling you, that he wants you to pay attention to him. Yield yourself to those suggestions. Whenever you feel the Spirit of God tug upon your heart, remind you of Jesus, be sure that you respond. Take some time to tell him you love him, you worship him, and go about your duties. And you'll find that God has created us in such a way that we can do what we have to do here on earth and yet always be in touch with heaven. They say you're so heavenly minded, you're not earthly good. Well, whoever says that doesn't understand what really heavenly minded is. When you're really heavenly minded, you're the best that you can be on earth. Praise God. So be the best that you can be at camp, okay? I know God's helping us to do that. Praise God. Let's continue to worship Him. Let's be free in His presence. And we'll look into the Word of God in a little while. But I always want people to just be in the place where if God wants to use them, that they can say a word for Him or sing out a song, something like that. So let's just place ourselves at His disposal and abandon ourselves to the Holy Ghost. Amen. I think of my blessed Redeemer. Those things which are above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. And then he goes on to tell us, set your affection or your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Praise God.
With harps and with viols, there stands a great throne. In the presence of Jesus, and sing His risen song. Unto Him who ever loved, and all those shall sing. Unto Him be the glory forever.
Sing that number 14 in our white book. Sing that first verse again.